Logging has taken a lot of the forest out of Kyu and Kuprinoff Islands in central southeast Alaska. Critics say harvests on Cake Tribal Corporation, Sea Alaska, and Forest Service land have damaged places where the region's original residents hunt and fish. Mike Jackson is a natural resource officer with the organized Village of Cake. He says the tribal government went to court to limit further large-scale logging on undeveloped parts of the islands.
The cumulative effect in the past has been really devastating toward our fish and deer habitat. And if the present ones are going to go and the future industrial style of logging, it really would have impacted some more on our customer traditional gathering.
Jackson and about 10 environmental groups and ecotourism businesses just won their case. U.S. District Judge John Sedgwick ruled the Tongass's exemption to the Forest Service-wide roadless rule should be lifted. The rule was put in place as a conservation measure at the end of the Clinton administration. The Bush administration later decided it should not apply to the Tongass because it had just developed a land management plan addressing the same issues. Robert Dillon, spokesman for Republican U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski, says the decision is troubling. He says it leaves few trees left for southeast loggers.
The roadless rule removes 9.3 million acres of the roughly 10 million acres of available timber. Half of what's left is second growth that won't be harvestable for 40 to 50 years. So that leaves just 1% of the harvestable timber left for sale. That's not enough to sustain an economically viable timber industry in southeast.
Democratic U.S. Senator Mark Begich agrees. Spokesman Bob Weinstein says the rule is a cookie-cutter approach that does not recognize regional conditions.
The senator's feeling is that the forest should be managed by a plan that's specifically tailored to the unique needs of the Tongass National Forest, the communities in the National Forest, and the residents of the National Forest.
Environmental groups say that plan and the later rule exemption were flawed. They challenged assertions that the rule would block utility corridors, mine development, and even personal use firewood gathering.
That's exactly why the judge ruled in our favor in the case.
Tom Waldo is an attorney for Earth Justice. The nonprofit Juno firm represents the Organized Village of Cake, the Alaska Wilderness Recreation and Tourism Association, the Sierra Club, and the Southeast Alaska Conservation Council.
When the temporary Tongass exemption was adopted, the Bush administration made a number of these claims that upon analysis were just not supportable at all, and the judge called those arguments implausible, and that was the reason that he threw out the Tongass exemption.
Timber industry supporters say the devil's in the details, and those could block construction of a Cake Petersburg Road, expansion of Admiralty Island's Greens Creek Mine, and a new hydropower plant near Ketchikan. The Forest Service could appeal the judge's decision, but so far it is not saying much. Calls on the case were referred to Win Hornbuckle of the Department of Justice in Washington, D.C. He declined an interview, writing, quote, "We are currently reviewing the opinion to determine the next appropriate steps." Alaska Forest Association Executive Director Owen Graham says his group will urge the agency to appeal, but this legal round will not hit current timber sales.
You know, I expect in the long term it'll have a huge impact. In the short term, the Forest Service hasn't been including much in the way of roadless in any of their timber sales anyway, so the short-term impacts are pretty minimal.
Forest Service officials have cut roadless areas out of several large sales to avoid legal challenges. Back in Cake, Natural Resource Officer Mike Jackson is downplaying the importance of the decision. He instead points to recent collaborative efforts involving the tribal government, contractors, environmental groups, and the Forest Service. That's leading to limited logging near his town's roads and promises that locals will get jobs.
We would rather talk about it with the parties and try to get it resolved that way. I don't think it's a major victory, but it's also a statement by the federal judge.
The timber industry says the decision will cost the region logging and support industry jobs. Jackson and other plaintiffs say it will save fishing and tourism jobs, as well as subsistence resources that are equally valuable to the region. This is Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.